Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second, the right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second, the left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Groat moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Burpell strikes out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 0-for-2 in the game. Burpell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowan throws the ball into Banks, who tags White trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grote scores. Boyer moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. McCarver is walked intentionally. Lewis moves to second. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.